This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Talk New York sports on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. No one hits the holes harder than BT and Sal. It's time to jam it up the A-gap.
Here we go. We jam it up the A-gap right now with our best takes from the week in review. In this case, it's week 9. We had to come up with something great. You all right?
Yeah, what I had happened? A piece of paper in my mouth that I swallowed.
There was maybe another chunk of the pen over there.
No. We went. Let's start jamming away here.
Yeah, you coined the phrase. I figured let's jam it up the A-gap right now. All right,
I'll
start.
Where did that come from? Jam it up the A. When did I say that?
I don't know, but hey, they made use of it. We're going to make use of
it. That's right. Let's go.
Jam it up the A-gap with BT and Sal. All right. The first one for me that stands out from week 9. Uh-huh. We just have a couple of bullet point type things here. Detroit's dominance. We alluded to it with Baldy, but then I know that they were a good team coming in, so it shouldn't surprise anybody. That type of win on the road in that weather against the Packers, who was supposed to be, you know, a tough team at home, and the Lions smashed them in the mouth, ran right over them. I think Detroit's dominance stood out to me from week 9.
That's a good one. I thought about that. To me, now Tua's been back for a couple of games, and the Dolphins are 2-6. Their offense looks a lot better, obviously, but I don't think Miami wins more than 6 games. Like, I'm actually looking at their schedule. They're 2-6 now, as I said. Now, the Rams aren't great, but they're certainly better than we thought. They've got to go out to L.A. They've got to go out to Green Bay. They got to play the Texans in Houston, and they've got to play San Francisco. So what happened, you know, this Corvette of an offense that they generally have when Tua's healthy, it sacrificed some defensive pieces just based on the salary cap. So they're 2-6. I believe that they win 6 games or fewer the rest of, like, in total. Like, they're a 6-11 team or possibly, probably not worse, but I think they finished at 6 wins.
Terrible disappointment. What a freaking mess.
Not for me. I need that from the Jets' perspective. Yeah, I love when the Dolphins stink.
Second one for me, and this one bothered me because it pertains to our Perfect Parlay Pick segment.
By the way, did you see what happened this past week?
Yeah, I did. You won again. I saw, and we'll get to it on Friday.
Spot.
Yeah, here's what bothered me. Geno Smith still stinks. What is he doing in the red zone? You had the Rams in that game.
I did.
Yeah, and I'm rooting for the Seahawks. I'm like, come on, you're following along, because I knew that you took the Rams, and I thought you hit the others. I wasn't 100% sure.
Miami getting 6.
And you had the
and
over.
And the over in the, I believe, the Raiders game.
I actually
Ravens.
I thought you had the over in the Miami game. I wasn't sure, but I knew you were. I just knew that one, and I was rooting for the Seahawks to win that game, because even when you picked it, I was like, I don't know. Seattle might be tricky there. And they would have been had Geno Smith not stunk in the red zone. So, look, once a bad quarterback, always a bad quarterback. And I'm not getting caught up in, oh, Geno's this and the Jets made a mistake. He's borderline serviceable, but it showed you that game in the red zone, he's still no good.
Well, I mean, Seattle's going nowhere.
Yeah.
He's interesting. He's not really beyond interesting at this point. Like, he's fine. He's good. I think there was, and by the way, I think that he earned some of that praise, like, early when he was starting on. He was flat out bowling, but some of those picks he made were jet-like. Number 2 for me is Denver here, all right? So, If the season ended today, the Broncos are a playoff team. Got news for you. They will not be a playoff team. They are 5-4. Matter of fact, I don't even think Denver finishes 500. I think they finish 8-9, which would represent, if you look at the 5-4 record, that is a colossal, that's a 3-5 finish. That is an implosion right there. They've yet to play the Kansas City Chiefs. You got to look at this stuff. Oh, wow, Denver's so good. Oh, what an amazing, and it is an amazing story. Good for Bronco fans, and Peyton's doing his thing out there. When you've yet to play the Chiefs, and you're 5-4, and it's November, I'm not saying you can't be excited, but a little perspective here, and this is my reality for Denver fans, it's not going to end well. You have to go to Cincinnati, got to go play Harbaugh's Chargers out there, so a 3,000-mile trip. I believe that Denver finishes below 500.
Okay, and I'm going to stay in the AFC West for a final one. And by the way, it doesn't have to be two or three each week.
Yeah,
whatever we have. I have one more on that. The AFC West, the Chargers are legit. You look at their – now, you know I like them coming in because of Harbaugh. Herbert, all of a sudden, starting to throw the football. They've got a nice balance. Dobbins has been a beast running it. You look at their three losses. They're 5-3 after dismantling Cleveland on the road. Now, Cleveland's no good. We understand that. Their three losses. At Pittsburgh in week three, they lost 20-10. Home against the Chiefs, they lost 17-10. At Arizona, they lost 17-15. Those are three tough teams to play in, tough spots. Two of the three on the road, the other Chiefs. I think the Chargers are going to be a problem in the AFC. You look at their schedule looking ahead, it's still going to be tough. Home against Tennessee this week. Then they got the Bengals who are starting to right the ship. That game just got moved to Sunday Night Football in place of the Jets and Colts. They have Baltimore, Atlanta, at Kansas City, the Bucs, Denver. They have a tough schedule here, but I do believe the Chargers could be a problem in the AFC, and even more so maybe specifically, BT, to a team like the Chiefs. If they face them, that's a dangerous team that could run it, that is going to be well coached and not beat themselves, and that has a quarterback that can make plays. Look out for the Chargers. And if not this year, next year the Chargers are going to be a real threat in the AFC.
There's a reason why Jim Harbaugh almost always wins right away, and it's because he has the same system. And at least in the NFL with the Niners and now the Chargers, he brings in Greg Roman to run the offense, and it's a very, I'm not going to waste anybody's time because I can't really explain it myself, but it's a very complex, very effective run scheme. And, you know, when you run the ball, tick, tick. Remember Chris Berman, tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
Now it's more ball control,
field position, kind of
old school. But unlike, and Alex Smith had good seasons for him, and obviously Kaepernick did as well. But Herbert, now you've got the ability to, like, if they happen to fall behind early, you know, to like a couple of touchdowns, at least you don't have to just like inch your way back. Herbert could still gas you. And I like what you said about J.K. Dobbins. That's one of the best under the radar pickups.
Yep.
Ruptured his Achilles.
Yep.
Got hurt right away early last year with the Ravens. He's had 5 yards a carry, 6 touchdowns, no fumbles. He's been really good for the Chargers.
And Jim sure had some insight from his brother John, who coached Harbaugh, even though he couldn't stay healthy, who coached Dobbins.
That's
even
true.
Even he couldn't stay healthy
with
Baltimore.
About that.
But
yeah, you're right. You're
right. It was a smart pick. Look, some guys know what they're doing. Jim Harbaugh, and John too, but Jim in this particular case knows what he's doing. The Chargers are going to be dangerous.
My quick thing here on my third observation, you know, we debated Odell versus Garrett Wilson, degree of difficulty. I'd say who the real winner is. I've never seen somebody jump backwards over people. What Saquon Barkley did on the field the other day? I mean, you could take the sickest dunk from whomever, the sickest grab from whoever. Gretzky's crazy, Lemieux. I mean, any sick goal in hockey. Who the hell can physically do that?
I've never seen
backwards.
It backwards. Yeah, I've never. It's just
it was
all
crazy.
for the spin.
Yeah,
and then into a backwards. That is like
it was like Rey Mysterio or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
You're not kidding. I don't. I was gonna say like video game type stuff. No, what video game has a player hurtling
the option?
Yeah, hurtling somebody backwards like that.
That was insane.
And the uniform looks sick.
I like those unis. He looks good.
He's looked great. I still think the Giants made the right
Me
move.
Me too.
And they're better off. They run the football better now than they did with Barkley, but he's been a human highlight reel. All right.
Yeah.
And there you go. First edition of Jamming Up the Egg Gap. You like that?
Well, I like jamming.
Yeah. Nobody hits the holes harder than BTSF.
Yeah.
It's time to jam it up. Hey, we needed a way to come up with a...
You don't have to tell us twice.
Yeah, BT and Sal, the fan, will come back. Have your calls, call of the day as well. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.